The marchers in 1965 demanded an end to discrimination against African-American voters. Scenes of police violence shocked Americans and built support for laws forbidding voter discrimination.
They proved that nonviolent change is possible.
Mr. Obama paid tribute to the activists who helped clear the path he followed to the White House, and he acknowledged the continued existence of discrimination in the United States.
We know the march is not yet over. We know the race is not yet won. We know that reaching that blessed destination, where we are judged, all of us, by the content of our character, requires admitting as much.
Mr. Obama pointed to a recent Justice Department report on police practices in Ferguson, Missouri, where weeks of protests followed the killing of an unarmed black teenager by a white policeman during a confrontation. The report found police in Ferguson routinely violated black citizens' rights. Former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell said he was not surprised by allegations of discriminatory policing.
I know these things have existed in other parts of our country. This shouldn't have been that great a surprise to any of us.
Powell says chiefs of police across the United States should inspect their own procedures and practices to eliminate unfair treatment of minority citizens. Ferguson Mayor James Knowles says he is doing just that as he decides how to respond to the criticism of his police force.
I think what's important right now is we go through every part of that report, find out where the breakdown was and the patterns and practices, any safeguards that we should have had in place and need to have in place to ensure that we protect the safety and the civil rights of everyone that comes to Ferguson and lives in the city of Ferguson.
In Selma, President Obama said it is a sign of progress. The police discrimination in Ferguson is no longer sanctioned by law or custom, as it would have been 50 years ago. He called for all U.S. citizens to work toward eliminating racial inequality. Marcus Harton, VOA News, Washington.